The simple man believes anything, but a prudent man, or a man with judgment, gives thought to his steps. He plans ahead, thinks about what's going to happen, thinks about the possibilities, one way or the other. A second reason that, or second problem that the simple-minded or simple have, for the waywardness of the simple will kill them. The RSV says, for the simple are killed by their turning away. A person who is open refuses to face the facts. When, if you've ever been in an argument with someone who doesn't want to have their mind changed or doesn't want to commit to anything, this is what you find, is that once you start presenting the facts to them, they turn away from the facts. I remember I was doing some business consulting with a woman who, she was a restaurant person. She had owned a restaurant, and she had moved, and now she was leasing a restaurant, and the banker was trying to get her to buy this restaurant. So I sat down with her, and we took all of her receipts, and we took how much she was going to pay for the restaurant, and how much her expenses were going to be, and all of this. And I was a kind of a low-level hamburger, hot dog, french fries kind of thing. And I said, you have to have gross sales of $280 a day to make the payments on your building, pay your utilities, and just stay even. That doesn't pay you anything. And I said, we've looked at your receipts, and you're only averaging $195 a day. And I said, you asked me to come over here and give you my advice. Well, these are the facts. If you buy this restaurant, you're going to go bankrupt because there is no chance that you will make enough money to pay the bank back and keep up with your place. These are the facts. It's a small town. There just is not enough business for you to make it. And oh, she got mad. Because she wanted to buy that restaurant. So she did. And her husband put thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars into this restaurant. And finally, after a year and a half, she closed it up, gave the deed back to the bank, and she had worked herself to the bone for nothing, because she wanted to be open. She even told me, you know, I prayed about this, and I think God wants me to go into this business. I think He's going to bless me. The waywardness of the simple destroys them, or the turning away from the facts kills them. Many people in our culture and throughout the world just simply will not own up to the reality of these situations. And you can call it whatever you want. Faith. You can call it, I've talked to my friends. They all say they're going to support this. Sometimes I'll talk to a young person who's living with someone. Are you going to get married? Well, I mentioned it. And he says, maybe someday. Face the facts. They may be ugly facts. They may be facts you don't like. but the simple just can't face them. And when they see them, they turn away from them so that they can do it anyway. The prudent? A prudent person would look at those numbers and go, hey, I'm going to get me another job. The problem is, or the issue is, these are the instructions in the Holy Scriptures. And we have decided that we don't have to pay any attention to things like prudence or discernment. Well, I think that God is trying to teach us if we'll simply move forward. The next problem that the simple has, this is repeated twice in the book. I have found that when the Bible says something twice, it's more important than if it says it once. And if the Bible says it once, it's really important the first time. So when he doubles up, pay attention. A prudent man sees danger and takes refuge, but the simple keep going and suffer for it. The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and suffer for it. Again, I have dealt with many, many, many people. And you tell them, you say, look, if you keep walking down this road, the bridge is out. And you're going to fall into a big hole. Well, they'll say, I think I'll just see for myself. I don't want to close myself off from an opportunity that bridge maybe isn't out and I can keep going on over. Every time there's a flood and you watch on TV, and it's predictable. They had floods. The roadway flooded. And there's a fireman trying to fish somebody out of their car that's in the river because they thought the water wasn't very deep. Even though they were listening to the radio and the guy on the radio said, we've got 12 inches of rain and the water is deep and since you can't see through the water, it might be washed out. And there's this person in the river, and they always interview him and says, well, how did you happen to end up in the river? Well, we were going to Grandma's house. And I just thought, turn around and going around, it would take extra time. So I thought that just couldn't be true. And so I just decided I'd just go right into it. The simple are unable to listen to people who know what they're talking about. Because, you just never know. They might not know what they're talking about. It's interesting when Jesus told the story of Lazarus and the rich man. The rich man was in Hades and was looking across at Abraham, and he was looking at Lazarus in Abraham's bosom, and he called out to Abraham. He says, Father Abraham, please have Lazarus dip his finger in the water and come over here and put a drop of water on my tongue, for I am in torment here. And Father Abraham says, well, you had your good things in this life, and Lazarus the bad things. Now he is comforted, and you were in torment. Besides, there is a great chasm between us and you, and we can't go over there, and you can't come over here. So the rich man who's suffering in torment, he said, please, Father Abraham, send Lazarus back from the dead so he can warn my brothers. If somebody comes back from the dead, and it'll be such a miracle, it'll be so exceptional, that when they go and they say, I've been dead and I went there and your brother is suffering, and if you don't change, you will suffer too. And Father Abraham says, if they don't believe Moses and the prophet, they will not believe if someone rises from the dead. Jesus was obviously talking about himself. He rose from the dead. People who knew he rose from the dead would not face what that meant. That everything that he had said was true. And so they spread lies about Jesus, which we have to this day. If you're not going to believe the Scriptures, miracles will not change your mind. Well, at least it's Christmas.